True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I was thinking about coming out of the shoot here and telling y'all about my new boots that I got on, but y'all want to talk about puppy chow?
What is that, ostrich?
Hell no, it's python.
It's Sterner's Daily.
Before we get to that boner.
On The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Nice little intro right there, T. Well done, baby. Well done.
Thank you, sir.
I tell you what, man. Damn, that's good, man. That's good right there. Took me back to them old pythons, man. It's been a minute since I've had them on, man. I got to get them things back out for you boys. Texans take one on the chin, 14-9. They lose in frustrating fashion, I think is the best way to put it. Frustrating fashion, week one, expected a lot more out of this offense. I think the defense did all that they could possibly do to give us a chance to win against a Hall of Fame head coach, a Hall of Fame offensive play caller, Hall of Fame quarterback, Hall of Fame receiver. Puka Nacua, one of the best young ones in the game right now, that's had a couple of monster years. I thought the defense holding that crew right there to 14 points and giving the offense the football with a chance to win late in a one-possession game, I thought the Texans' defense did exactly what you need them to do. On the road, week one, against all that I just mentioned, the defense did their part. The offense is a major problem. This is worse than I thought I ever expected it would be out of the gate, right? And here's a few of the reasons why. This is not checking a box score and panicking over 9 points. This is not checking a box score and being concerned because we didn't score in the second half. This goes much deeper than that. If I'm D'Amico Ryans, as I said before, if I'm D'Amico Ryans, Ron, I'm tapping the old flight attendant on the shoulder up there. I'm in first class, baby, first row, seat one. A1, and I'm going to say, ma'am, can you call back to Nick Cayley, and can you get him to come up here and sit in A2 right next to me right here, and I got some things that I need to hash out with him. And when I get Nick Cayley up there, if I'm D'Amico Ryans, we got to have a chat about a few things that are just flat-ass unacceptable. At the end of the day, There are a few things, Ron, that are just writing on the wall. Like, you don't need experience being a play caller to accomplish, right? I'm setting all the inexperienced things to the side. This is just good football mind expectations for a play caller coming into a game. Now, you may fail miserably doing these things, but it just makes football sense if you're trying to move the chains, if you're trying to score points, and if you're trying to win a ball game. It just makes football sense. The approach with the best player that you have on the football field, the only player that's healthy on this offense that I would consider an X-factor player right now for the Texans, of course, outside your quarterback, is Nico Collins. Nico Collins had one target, boys, in the first quarter, and that was a back shoulder throw in man-to-man coverage, and it wasn't even close. I mean, the ball went by his head, but it wasn't
even
close.
That was his long target?
Yeah, that was in the first quarter, that was the target. And that, I would argue, that is the one thing out of all the great things that C.J. Stroud does, I would argue that the Davante Adams back shoulder throw is just not his strong suit. Out of everything he does, I would argue that that's not his strong suit. And hell, I would argue that that hadn't been C.J. Stroud's strong suit. C.J. Stroud can spin the damn ball with anybody in the league. There's about three or four guys that throw that back shoulder really well and consistently in the league. For all the listeners out there, take your mind back to Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. It was effortless for those guys. That's not our forte here in Houston. But more importantly, that was one target in the first quarter. How do you come into a game, Ron, with no Joe Mixon, with no Christian Kirk? You've already lost a big weapon in Brevin Jordan. You've already had to, in the damn pregame, basically shake up your whole offensive line.
Yep.
How do you come into this game, even if all those things weren't the case and everything was hunky-dory, how do you come into this football game and not have a better plan to get number 12, to get Nico Collins touch after touch after touch after touch? And I don't want to hear nothing about, well, he was open down the field and CJ didn't get it to him. Well, they rolled this shell coverage over the top of him. I don't want to hear all that. That there was zero attempt to get Nico the football. And when you call the play, there is no doubt that Nico's getting it. There should have been seven play calls in this game where it don't matter what the defense does. I'm going to line Nico Collins up in the backfield. I'm going to toss it to him. I'm gonna line Nico Collins up in the backfield. I'm gonna throw him the swing screen. Yep. I'm gonna line Nico Collins up in the slot off the ball, and I'm gonna hit him with this quick jet motion and give him this speed sweep. I'm gonna throw two or three screens to him in multiple different ways: inside screens, rocket screens, jet screens, all the different ways.
I'm gonna break my neck to make sure involved in this game.
If I score 9 points, I'm gonna score 9 points because they had a beat on Nico Collins. If I'm D'Amico Ryans, I'm sitting right there in that air on that United flight, that charter flight. And I'm going to say, Nick, look, man, I quick triggered my boy Bobby Slowick in that second year. I probably should have done it mid-year, but I let it ride. I'm not letting this one ride, man. If you can't figure out a way to get Nico Collins touches early and often, and I don't care what the defense is doing, then we're going to have to make a move. We got to see what Gerard Johnson got.
And then, Clint, off of that, it can't be both things. It can't be they lock up Nico, and then the highest person and the highest yards that a receiver has is 32 in the game. Like, it can't be they lock up Nico.
Somebody else
nothing.
Better be going off, right?
Yeah, somebody else. This should right. open it up for somebody else. Jaden Higgins led it with two catches for 32 yards.
Yeah, this is all for me too, Ron. This is all about your plan coming. Clearly, the week leading up to this, the 2 weeks leading up to this, the month and a half leading up to this. And that's the Nico package that you entered game one with in L.A.? Come on, man. That's unacceptable. It can't happen, right? Number two, probably should be number one, your quarterback. Your quarterback who has all the talent in the world. Your quarterback who has told us multiple times that, man, I've always had more control of the line of scrimmage. High school, college, I've always had it. The whole storyline about fixing this pass protection and fixing, you know, not getting CJ killed is the quarterback's got more control at the line of scrimmage. Right out of the gate, quarterback takes a sack, doesn't even see a blitz coming off. Your quarterback doesn't even identify the blitz. Forget about the clock issue and the O-line maybe not identifying it, not sliding it. Your quarterback didn't even take a peek at the pressure coming off the edge and We took a sack for a big loss, right? I mean, at least if your quarterback sees it, which CJ did in this game, he sees it, he spins out of it, avoids the pressure, and goes and makes a throw for, I believe, a first down, right? But he didn't even see it, right? Your quarterback can't be in that situation, Nick. We got to get CJ Stroud up to speed, because the type of football that we're going to play in Houston is going to be tight ball games. We're going to keep the scoring low. We're going to run the football. We're going to not turn it over. We're going to kick field goals when we get in field goal range. We're not going to take risky. We're not going to take additional risk right now with this season. We're going to be a tight ball game, low scoring, down the stretch team. CJ has to be able to. That is an absolute game changer when CJ misses. Identifying a pressure. Forget the processes of getting it picked up. Just identifying it. Your quarterback can't do that, man.
Well, yeah, and I think what we're seeing, and yes, it's just one game, but what we're definitely seeing is this isn't an offense that can sustain setbacks, right? Like you get a sack that is a loss of seven. That's probably going to end a drive. Yeah, anywhere in it, you get a penalty.
Yeah,
like a holding.
Makes it difficult for sure.
And they're just not enough. Like the Rams can feel more comfortable about overcoming.
Yeah.
You know, mistakes. They feel like they have to stay on schedule. And they cannot make those type of mistakes.
There is a premium on staying on schedule, staying ahead of the chains, no doubt, given how this team is and this offense is wired. You got to have a plan to get Nico the football. Your quarterback has to be able to identify pressures. And don't give me always just one play. No, one play takes you out of field goal range. One play turns a 35-yard chip shot into a 50-plus yarder. One play goes from field goal to punt. One play may take you out of a chance to score a touchdown versus they just being conservative and taking the three. So don't. I don't want to hear about one play. C.J. Stroud has to be borderline perfect. All right? Get Nico the football and get C.J. up to speed where he identifies these damn pressures when they're as simple as that first one. Right? Number three, the running back rotation. The running back rotation. We are not going to be able to win football games when we go into the game and the plan is to get four different running backs the football. We are not going to be able to be the best offense that we can be in Houston if there's 10 minutes left in a one-score game. We get the football back. Odds are we're going to get maybe two more drives. It's a premium drive. Game's on the line. And it seems like there is a concerted effort to get the football to Damian Pierce. Why is he in the game? Have no idea. We're going to throw it to him one time and then toss it to him the next time. Which, by the way, 2 weeks ago, Damian Pierce was on these airwaves, and Damian Pierce said, yeah, that Bobby Slowick stuff, man, outs, that tossing the ball to the boundary, that just ain't my deal, man. That don't fit my what I do.
That was one of the
what did Nick Cayley do? Toss
know.
The damn thing to him.
They didn't have a shot.
In an unbelievably critical moment of the game. And then we fast forward to the fourth quarter. Again, these are all plans that I believe were plans coming into the game that failed you miserably. How in the world is Dare Ogunbowale getting the football on third and one in a clutch situation? In between the tackles, downhill. Now, he didn't get it. Luckily, we quarterback snuck it on fourth and two, and we got the quarterback sneak. But thinking that your best option in that situation is Dare Ogunbowale.
Catch him by surprise.
Blows my mind. And at the very end of the game, and look, no shade to Ogunbowale. I mean, look, he's out there trying to make plays.
It's not his fault.
I ain't got no problem with him turning the football over. I do, but it's like it's not – Dare shouldn't even be in the game.
No, he's not.
That should be Nick Chubb or Woody Marks, period, point blank. That's it. It should be Nick Chubb unless he can't breathe at that point in time. Like this whole thinking we're smarter than everybody else and this O-line shuffle and this running back by committee and all this kind of jive – it just can't happen. So Nick Cayley, you got to figure out a plan every single game. I want you to send it to me on Tuesday morning.
You're D'Amico Ryans.
If I'm D'Amico Ryans, Nick, I want you to send me your plan against the next opponent to get Nico Collins touches in every facet of the game, offensively.
I feel like the running back thing really bothers you.
Running back thing makes me sick. Because people say, oh, because you look good. Box score checkers, right? Oh, so-and-so only had one carry. So-and-so only had two carries. So-and-so. Those are all critical carries. You're wasting drives.
I'm sure they bombed.
We wasted a drive at that 10-minute mark. We wasted that drive throwing the football to Damian Pierce when he dropped it. And the problem is he drops it and he looks like a deer in a headlight. You just threw a ball to him. And then you toss it to him. Like, those are wasting drives. Third and one, whether it's drives or situational, you gotta put your best foot forward. And at the end of the day, I personally believe there was plenty of evidence there with Nick Chubb that Nick Chubb has got to carry the football more than 13 times. Nick Chubb is got to be the answer why Joe Mixon is out. This can't be running back by committee. If we find out down the road, hey, man, Nick ain't got enough tread left on the tire, man, we can't run Nick 20 times in a game. right? Or if we get into a game and in the fourth quarter, Nick seems to be a little petered out because we ran him in the first half 12 times, okay, then we'll adjust. But we can't keep getting to critical moments in games, and we've got Damian Pierce or Dari Ogunbowale at running
looking
back.
Looking at this drive, baby. Back-to-back plays to Xavier Hutchinson to get a first down, and then incomplete pass to Damian Pierce, rush for 1 yard, and then a pass to Dalton Schultz, and he couldn't get the first
down.
Couldn't
get it. Yeah. Couldn't get it. That's when CJ. I think that's when CJ and Big Titus was at D'Amico wanting to go for it. I think, but that like those are the three things for me right there. Ron is this you got to put you are limited from like talent in your supporting cast, and when you got two of your vets in Christian Kirk and Braxton Berrios down, now we've got to have what did Saban say? Save and say the most recent deal. The story he tells is when the game's on the line, don't think plays, think players. And somehow we go out there and Nico don't touch it. I mean, that blows my mind. So yeah, Nick,
clear that they don't view Dari in the way that I think many in the fan base may view Dari.
I think it's impossible.
Well, it's not, but they keep rolling with it.
Look, no, this is the smartest guy in the room type stuff.
Yeah, but again, the smartest guy. They view him more than I think maybe some people. Oh, like I see I up just, and down I on think the fan
they
base.
Can, I think they can win with it. I think they think they can win with it. Like I don't think there's a premium on let's get the ball in the hands of a playmaker. I think there is a let's get the ball in the hands of a guy that we can trust.
Yeah,
I think that is,
and Dari's way up. On the list
I think
of that.
It's no question, and I think that's to a fault. Like to me, it's there is in that late in that game, Nick Chubb should have never come out of the game unless he was getting a drink of water. Period. I mean that's from a pass protection, from trusting in the pass protection, from running the ball downhill in between the tackles the way that he was running it, to that being something that you can play action off of and throw the ball over the top and stick the dagger in these jokers with a touchdown late. Like, it makes no sense in any of those situations to have Damian Pierce and Dari Ogunbowale in the game. And the part to me, Ron, that really is frustrating about all of these things, everything I just brought to the table, is that every one of them are preseason problems. These aren't just got in the game and didn't have guys. These are all preseason problems, along with your best five offensive linemen playing that approach. All of these were planned. Like this is what we plan on going in the game to do.
Yeah,
that's the scary part of this thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, maybe it's just game one, and they've got a different ball plan. Coming up, we will talk about one of the other things we learned. That championship defense. That's a real thing. That is a real thing. What they were able to do with that offense. We'll discuss that next.
You're gonna get hit hard if you're playing against us.
You're gonna get hard.
It's a McCarum Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the McCarum Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Rangers or the Astros are like, whew, all right, take a little bit off us. Went over there and lost 2-3 to the Rangers. Framber does go 7 innings, gives up 3 earned. Yiner Diaz cost him a run early in the game, But they are off today, well needed, and they'll pick things back up coming up tomorrow as they head up to Toronto and face the number. I think they've got they're the one.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments. They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life. and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Heard the 2 seed, the Blue Jays are. They've been playing well. Luis Garcia, Jason Alexander, Christian Javier, they will pitch the 3 games in that series, so we'll get ready for that tomorrow as the Astros are. Would you say they're limping to the finish? Are we limping to the finish? I think they are.
I don't think we're limping unless I miss something, which I did miss a lot of action with all the football going on. But I mean, unless I miss something and they got more guys injured,
just like limping in terms of
Jake
record wise, just record like towards the end. They're not playing best ball right now.
I wouldn't say they're pretty inconsistent at play, ain't they?
Well, 11-0 the other night. Yeah.
11-0 and 4-2, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But we'll keep you updated on the Astros.
I got me a mile in this morning.
Did you? What'd you run it in?
Take your guess. Tyler, take you a guess.
I'm gonna be an honest guess. I'll say 8:45.
Dang it. Tyler, what about you? You want to guess? Ran me a mile this morning, bub.
Go.
Ron's got me cracking 9.
That's 9:27.
8:34, boys.
Nice.
8:34, boys.
Respectable.
Comfortably under 9. So I think I could crack 8.
Did you give it everything you had? Did you think you could get down?
Coming off a weekend, I had a good weekend now. I mean, I had several different kinds of drinks throughout the day on Saturday, and woke up Sunday morning, and my trip to church was a little dicey.
Ah.
So I tell you, that's where I was at, Father of the Year, right? But so it was a rough weekend, and it was a Monday of a rough weekend. If I just get right, get my system right, I think I can break 8.
Oh, you think you can break 8?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All right, 7-something. Have it start with a 7. All right. Listen, one thing we've talked about a lot of the issues, and I think it's a very fair conversation, and we will talk about it moving forward the rest of this week as they take on the Bucks Monday night. And you know, the big questions really seem to stand on the offensive side of the ball. We felt pretty good about the defense, Clint, and I don't think there is anything that changes that from their performance. Now, listen, there are some things. But ultimately, Clint, they gave up 14 points. They got after Matt Stafford and sacked him 3 times. And the Rams weren't really dominant anywhere. And you hold a team that has Matt Stafford, Puka Nacua, and let's be honest, Puka got off in this game, 10 for 100 plus, and Devontae Adams just getting there, and Williams, and he had a couple of nice runs and had him a touchdown. But just overall that with Sean McVay, and you holding the 14 points on the road, like that's what we're thinking this defense can be. And as someone texted in earlier, Clint, and said, hey, Ron and Clint, didn't you have the Texans winning the division? Yes, I think they will beat a lot of teams that they play the way that their defense plays, and I think their offense will have a little bit more success. I think their defense will probably have turned other teams over in the way more than they did against the Rams to give them short fields. I think the Rams are a good football team, better than some of the other teams. That game they played yesterday, they will probably win more times than not with the teams on their schedule.
Oh, look, this defense is going to win you a ton of games. I mean, no question about it. You're going to win this division based on just how good your defense is. I mean, you just played a top team. If somebody doesn't get injured on that team, I think that offense that the Texans just played is going to be one of the better offenses in football. If they stay healthy, they're going to be one of the better offenses in football. And you just held them to 14 points and with a terrible offense, had a chance to win the game in the last few minutes of the game. This defense is championship, Super Bowl worthy.
Yes.
And
they weren't even, and they probably walk away from the game saying we could have done things better. I think, honest to God, I think if Puka and Devontae weren't out there, Clint, they may have pitched a shutout against that.
No
question.
It's that team. No question.
Right. I don't know. I get the thought of, oh my God, they scored 9 points. But you just got to also remember the other side. That offense they played, like there were some big plays that I don't know other teams. There are some teams on their schedule. I don't know that right off the bat Trevor's making that or Cam's making those plays or Sam Darnold's making those plays or Brock Purdy.
There's no doubt. Here's the thing, though.
Jones.
Although it was a one-score game, like I don't know that. In fact, I think that the Rams probably punted once late, and I think the commentator even said, "Boy, they're putting a lot of trust in their defense. They just know their defense can get the stops necessary," which rightfully so. I mean, they should feel that way. But the interesting thing with them is I've talked a lot about how good that offense is, and I think defensively. Now, look, the Texans made them look better than they are, but that's going to be a pretty damn good defense. You know, it was well documented good the defensive front was.
Especially the front seven, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but it's just that defense is pretty damn good, too. Now, that's no excuse. Like the Texans, just to show up and do what they did, there's no excuse. But I think that defense is going to be – the Rams are going to be a football team that's in the mix late. I mean, in the playoffs and making some noise.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. Yeah, the defense is – Will and Daniil are as advertised. I bet you that might be the worst game Derek Stingley plays all year. Potentially. I think that might be the worst game he plays all year. So, yes, I am not coming off my thought of them winning the division. Oh, yes.
Yeah,
the Colts and the Jags had good days yesterday. I'm not coming off them winning the division because, yes, I still have real concerns with the offense. But I think they're, as you said, Clint, their defense will win a lot of games, and in those games, not only would the points would have been lower, I think there may have been turnovers. Matt Stafford's a smart dude and a good quarterback that didn't hold the ball, that got rid of it and made plays in a route where you're like, damn. And I don't think you're going to be doing that with a lot of the quarterbacks on their schedule. All right, coming up as we continue, remember, we are out at 5 o'clock. The coach's show with D'Amico Ryans comes up right after we get done at 5 o'clock. We are going to look at T-Mill's best bets. We'll get you out there. As we got a little Monday Night Football, so I'm sure there will be a lot going there. We'll tell you about the news of the day that kind of made yesterday even worse with an injury for the Texans. And we'll relook at the comments that C.J. Stroud made that was interesting after the game. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.
It's a Mokarem Injury Lawyers Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in. As we are live on The Drive, remember, we are done and handing this thing over to the coach's show with D'Amico Ryans. That's coming up in about 18 minutes, so stay tuned for that. It'll be the first time we've heard from D'Amico since the postgame show. Again, also programming note, he will be live speaking to the media at 12 o'clock. You can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610 during In the Loop, so stay tuned for that. T-Mill's Best Bets coming up in just a bit. I do want to get across some important injury news to the Texans that this happened about a half an hour to an hour before our show started. Before we get there, guys, Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. All right, this news here, Clint, the Texans, according to...
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
According to Aaron Wilson and many others reporting, their starting tight end, Cade Stover, broke his foot against the Rams and is out indefinitely. He was seen in a boot after the game, and he did catch four balls. That was a team high for 22 yards on all four targets. By the way, the Texans in their in their practice squad, they do have Harrison Bryant, who they got over in the trade with the Eagles, and Luke Lachey, who is the tight end. Those two are on the practice squad, so the thought is maybe they bring one of those guys up because they only had two tight ends going into the game yesterday. But that is, I think, a pretty big injury. You look at the loss of Brevin Jordan and how we think they want to play football. Now, I know they are a matchup-based offense of how their game plan goes, but I still think running the football was a big thing for them.
Yeah, so just kind of connecting a couple of dots here late. Going into a game with two tight ends on the active roster bit him in the ass too, huh?
Yeah.
This is a bad deal for the Texans because this look, I'm a big fan of Cade Stover. I expected him to take that next step and really be an impact in the run game, as you mentioned. We've heard D'Amico Ryans talking about how much better he's gotten at the top of his routes and creating separation and snapping off his break points for the quarterback and all that kind of stuff. And, I just thought that he was going to have a monster year. For this to happen week one, it stinks. It leaves the offense in a tough spot, and you lose what I think is, you know, I don't think that Cade Stover was one of the best players on this offense by any means, but I do believe that Cade Stover, when you talk about what kind of the movement, if you will, in that O-line room and in the offensive meeting room, the movement to be more physical, more accountable, to bring that level of dog. I'd be shocked if Cade Stover wasn't one of the first tone setters that comes to mind over there. So you're losing a good player. You're losing a tone setter. You're losing a guy that had a really high ceiling on both fronts in your offense, I would think, run and pass game, and at a position where you were already thin. So, yeah, they've lost two of their top three tight ends, and we played one game.
Yeah.
So they're in a tough spot. I do like Harrison Bryant, for the record, just for what it's worth. I do like Harrison Bryant. I think he's a veteran. This is why you keep him around. He's a veteran that can get out there and make plays. I do think he can do a little bit of everything. So he's not – doesn't have, I don't think, the high ceiling as Cade Stover had. I don't think he's as athletic as Brevin Jordan, but he is a guy that you can get into some two tight end sets. He's a veteran, knows the game, knows the defenses, knows the you know, the intricate details of playing the position, both in the run game and the pass game. So you do have a reliable backup there, you know, answer at that tight end position, but it sucks to lose Cade Stover for sure, man.
Yeah, it does. So we'll see if they make any other moves. Maybe Nick is out there taking a look at things. And I still assume they're going to have to add another tight end somewhere. Anyway, you don't now because where they're down to three on the
I guess
between the practice
three,
squad.
I mean, I guess you've lost three of your top four because Irv Smith is out.
Yeah,
too.
Irv's two. Yeah, Irv's out. So they got three right now, including the practice squad. So they're going to have to add somewhere.
Wow. Yeah, three of your top four going into the season in training camp.
One ball game. And they are long term injuries, right?
They're
broken
done.
Foot. We'll see how long he is. He's out indefinitely. There's no timetable on his.
Gotcha.
But Irvin and Brevin are done for the year.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right. I think a big talking point was C.J. Stroud after the game. And he talked about the way that they came out, the way that he was critical of his team and how they approached the game. Here is C.J. Stroud. If you missed it, this is something that – that has been a talking point since he spoke to the media yesterday after the game.
Yeah, I take just negative plays. I think it's kind of obvious. You know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot consistently and expect to win. And that starts with me, you know, with a lot of different things. I got to get rid of the ball better and, you know, use my legs maybe a little more. But, yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of hope still. We did a lot of good things. You know, it's a really good defense, it's a really good team. But I definitely think we could have won. But just you can shoulda, woulda, coulda all day. We didn't deserve to win that game because we didn't do the right things. So when you come out in NFL lollygagging and you know not going through the motions, that kind of what happens. So I think we'll be all right. But I think it's a good wake up call for us.
All right, he said it was a wake up call. Lollygagging is the term that really that jumped this out. This was the follow up to CJ speaking about a wake up call.
I just think the way we practiced this week, I think we could have practiced better. I think, you know, I love the confidence we have, but there's a, I don't know, I always say there's like a type of mindset is like, did I do enough? And I think that's a healthy way to be because then you'll probably do more. So I just, for me, you know, preparing, I got to do a better job. And I also got to hold my guys accountable, you know, for that one exotic look. And it's the first game of the year. We got a lot of exotic looks we did not expect. They did too, but they made the play. So you can come up with a million excuses. We got to just be better.
All right, Clint, your thoughts hearing both of those cuts about lollygagging, wake up call, and then his response to it, talking about not practicing great.
Yeah, I think we've talked about it before, Ron. I hate to say I told you so this early on, and I know people got mad when we talked about it, but at the end of the day, we've been talking about leadership on the offensive side of the football for 6 months now. And I've gone through the list of, you know, Joe Mixon was the only one that I would say is a put a foot on your throat, hold you accountable type of guy. He's been gone, nowhere to be found. And so that leaves, I think, a void of leadership. And when you have that, whether it's veteran or young, it doesn't matter. When you have that, I think you put yourself in positions offensively or really anywhere the void in leadership is. I think you put yourself in a situation where you get caught off guard. You end up in hindsight looking back and going, yeah, we were lollygagging. You look back and talk about, yeah, you know, I like being confident, but it sounds like they may have gotten a little cocky. Maybe may have gotten a little arrogant. Maybe thought they were a little better than they really were. You know, later in that press conference, and the post-game presser, for anybody out there, the post-game presser with C.J. Stroud was absolutely beautiful. I mean, he went on to talk about, like, we got to have grit to fight through when we have negative plays to stay positive and keep moving. So, obviously, there was an issue there as well. Yeah, the overall, to me, I immediately thought these are leadership issues. These are, if you had the guy in-house, whether it were Nick Cayley, whether it were CJ Stroud, whether it was Nick Chubb, Cam Robinson's a veteran, Nico Collins, who have Dalton Schultz, like, you nipped this in the bud on Tuesday. Of like, hey, it's game week, man. Y'all get y'all stuff together. What are we doing? Lollygagging. What the hell are we doing? Yeah. Right? Not practicing well, being a little more focused in practice. Like,
really intrigued to see.
It's week one. It's week. Tomorrow. Yeah, it's week one, man. Like that. That it, to me, that is a lack of leadership. Now, I will respond to that by saying, this is exactly the kind of leadership I'm talking about, though. Right? I wish that CJ Stroud would have handled this a month ago and been this vocal about it a month ago and not waited till, you know, you put up 9 points in a regular season game. But this is the kind of leadership I'm talking about. We don't get up there and talk about, oh, this is all fixable. Oh, this is all, we're just going to get back together and go to the drawing board and, you know, just all we know how to do is work hard. That's all we know how to do. No, none of that. I mean, that was bull jive what we just did right there. This is the kind of what you just heard is the kind of leadership that I think this unit on the offensive side of the football has been missing.
All right, Tyler, as Monday Night Football nears, let's start the week off right. What are your best bets? T-Mill's best bets. I'm sure they are Monday Night Football lean.
You are correct. I got 4 Monday Night Football best bets for you to start the week. First, I got the winner in this game being the Vikings. I got the money line at -120. That's the odds I got it at. They are favored in this game by a smidge, just by a very thin margin. But I got the Vikings winning this one tonight. And now I got 3 player props for you. First, I got the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams. I'm on under 20.5 completions for Caleb Williams. Now 2 Vikings props for you. I got Justin Jefferson, one of the best receivers in the National Football League, over 6.5 receptions for him tonight. Got the at +115 odds as well for Justin Jefferson. And then I got the other quarterback, J.J. McCarthy. I got over 13.5 rushing yards for him. I think you get that in one play if he gets panicked, which he's liable to do tonight. And I got over 13.5 rushing yards. Those are your 4 best bets for the Vikings and Bears game this evening, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, I normally would roll with the Jefferson thing, and I think I wonder how J.J. plays it, how J.J. plays. Hey, Sam Darnold's going to get that ball over to his ass. I mean, 6.5, you might as well write that in. Sam was getting it over there, and I wonder if J.J. will too. He's got a really good offensive coordinator that I'm certain will have the game plan there. 13.5, I like those rush yards. You know, young quarterback's going to pull it down and run. I like
yes, sir.
The only one I like on there is Justin Jefferson, T. I like the Bears tonight. I think Caleb Williams is going to get a ton of easy completions.
He better look better than JJ.
And the JJ rushing yards, a crapshoot.
Yeah, that's fair.
I mean, I needed 6.5 out of Dak the other night and got 3.
Yeah, true. But I was right in line with Ron. I'm thinking young quarterback, week 1.
Yeah, panic a little bit and go.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. That's a good call.
Dak ran sideways more than 6 yards. All right, Clint. Great job, Tyler. Great job. I am Ron, the show. D'Amico Ryan's The Coach's Show coming up next.
Gentlemen, I just had a root canal, and that was more exciting than the Texans' offense yesterday. I am beyond concerned. Do not pay CJ Stroud. He's just a guy. Week 1 and the sky's falling. Thank you for my call.
That was damn it, Dom, that is it. Stretch Campbell coming in with a fantastic name. Go ahead, Stretch.
Well,
you feeling good, don't you, ain't you?
We panicking a little bit, but I'm going to say.
All right, Stretch, I appreciate you.
That sounds like it's a little closer to Dirty Red's Bud Ice or something.
And the world's all right. All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.